been freed from the plane. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Crews rescued two people aboard a small plane that got stuck in live power lines in Gaithersburg, Maryland, early Monday morning. Those aboard were trapped in the plane for several hours. Officials said they were hospitalized with serious injuries. The crash caused widespread power outages in Montgomery County. Most of the residents' power has been restored. NFL star Odell Beckham Jr. was taken off an American Airlines plane Sunday morning after a dispute with flight crew. Fox's Nate Foy has the story from New York City.
He's accused of refusing to fasten his seatbelt while drifting in and out of consciousness. Flight attendants worried that he had a medical condition that could possibly get worse during the flight, so they asked him to get off the plane, but he refused. Then after all the other passengers were forced off the plane because of it, police officers came on, Beckham walked off.
Beckham later tweeted that he had seen everything and called the incident comedy hour. The gunman accused of committing the mass shooting inside a supermarket in Buffalo, New York earlier this year is expected to change his plea Monday. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Peyton Gendron is expected to plead guilty. He's accused of 10 counts of murder, 10 counts of second-degree murder as a hate crime, 3 counts of attempted murder, and a state statute charging him with violating New York's domestic terrorism motivated by hate law. The penalty for the domestic terrorism charge is life in prison without the possibility of parole. Gendron not only live-streamed the attack at the time earlier this year, but his social media footprint revealed his racist ideology. He wrote that he wanted to target East Buffalo due to its large black population.
Protest over strict COVID lockdowns began Friday in China. Demonstrators calling for the nation's leader, Xi Jinping, to step down. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The mass shootings in Colorado Springs and Virginia once again bringing the issue of gun regulation front and center. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Tragedies in Virginia, Colorado, and other states have once again raised questions on who can get access to guns. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, says federal lawmakers must act.
We have universal background checks in Colorado. Some of our neighboring states don't even have background checks.
Republican Congressman James Comer, who may be the next House Oversight Committee chairman, says just passing more laws won't fix the issue.
We need to invest in more law enforcement, and again, we need to invest in mental health.
Both were on NBC's Meet the Press. Congressman Comer says he hopes gun crime can be addressed while protecting Second Amendment rights.
The U.S. is having some trade differences with an important partner. Fox's Ryan Schmelz explains.
The European Union and the United States inching closer to a major transatlantic trade dispute despite desires for unity. Issues raised by EU trade ministers involve the Inflation Reduction Act, which they say favors American companies through subsidies, which the EU says unfairly discriminates against its firms wanting to compete for contracts. The Irish trade minister says the U.S. isn't being consistent with the principles of free trade or fair competition. The EU can take complaints before the World Trade Organization, issue sanctions, or increase subsidies for European companies. Some leaders hope issues can be solved at a December 5th meeting between the U.S. and EU Trade Task Force.
Merriam-Webster has selected gaslighting as its word of 2022. Gaslighting lookups on the dictionary company's website rose by 1,740% from 2021. It denotes a form of psychological coercion. The word of the year is based purely on data. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.